to the lost souls, the disintegrated spirits, the wanderers, the dreamers, and the seekers. Welcome to the Embodied Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Danielle McGinnis. Our work in this podcast will be to foster healing, transformation, self-expression, creativity, and the development of consciousness. So with our intentions grounded firmly, let's settle in and do some integration work. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, where the doer of deeds could have done better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. There is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasm, the great devotions, who spends himself a worthy cause? Who at the best knows, in the end, the triumph of high achievement? And who at the worst, if he fails, at least he fails, while daring greatly, so that his place shall never be in those cold, timid souls who neither know victory nor defeat. That is a quote by Theodore Roosevelt. Oftentimes that quote is used by Brené Brown in her book, Daring Greatly. Typically I script these podcasts a little bit, but this is something that I just wanted to do off the cuff because I was sending my clients a video of Brené Brown's TED Talk on shame. And I did that because something that came up in our sessions was the concept of shame. And I find it so incredibly powerful when I am working in a session with one of my clients and they share with me something so deep and raw and true to them. But then there's this like take back where it's like, you feel that, but you're not allowed to experience it. Because if you experience it, that means that you're bad, or you're a failure, or you're wrong, or you're not good enough. And it's just interesting to witness kind of the take back after the statement. And I think I really love being present with my clients in this moment because it allows me to learn from them. It allows me to think about the ways in which I take away my own experience from myself because of shame. You know, I think shame is something that can truly rot our soul if it's left to its favorite thing in the world, which is silence. When we think that we are the person that is not good enough or not worthy enough or not deserving or a failure or etc., fill in the blank, it in turn turns us into the person who always feels like we're falling short in some way in life, like we're always getting the short end of the stick in life. And it's interesting because last week on a podcast, someone asked me what my favorite or my ideal client was, and I told her that my ideal client was the people who are in rock bottom. That's my ideal client because I feel like there is a rawness in that place, and there is this immense courage and vulnerability in that place. And I honor anybody that will be willing to sit in that place for an extended period of time to learn more about themselves, to make the world a better place, to be a better wife, a better mom, a better coworker, a better best friend, a better version of themselves. Like, it's really hard to sit in that raw place and digest all of the things about ourselves that shame has kept us in its grips. It's really hard to stand face to face with our shame. And I find that is the most fulfilling thing in the world and the most soul nourishing thing in the world, when I can stand beside that person when they're in the muck and the swamp and the deep and the unknown and the holy shit, what am I doing phase of their healing journey, and just give them a little tap on the butt and say, like, you got this. You are totally capable. And, like, really help guide them through that place. And that is so freaking beautiful to see how that person can transform. You know, I have a few clients who are in it right now. They're in the arena. They are getting their ass kicked. And I am so damn proud of them, because they haven't turned their back on the arena and been cynical and bitter and ask why me. They just look at it forthrightly and they're like, okay, what do I need to learn here? And I think that there's something immensely courageous about that type of position that is contagious. When I am working with my clients, I feel innately inspired to do better on myself so that I can be better for them. It's just like a really amazing circle of inspiration. I learn so much from witnessing their journeys. And I think that another reason why I like working with people who are on rock bottom experiences is because I can feel in my bones how painful that place is. That place where you aren't who you used to be and you're not quite sure who you are, but you're there in the middle and you're like staying there and you don't know what to do. You don't know what next step to take. You can't decide whether you can trust yourself, because every single thing that you've done up until this moment is a piece of self-betrayal. But that place is so rich with potential and creativity if we can only turn towards it with an attitude of learning. And it's something that I wish I would have had in my rock bottom moment. And it's interesting because, you know, like I said, I can feel in my bones what it feels like to be in that place. And, you know, I thought that I had worked through a lot of my rock bottom, because my rock bottom was a betrayal, and I thought I had worked through it. And it's interesting in life when you think you work through things to their end and then you realize, like, oh no, there's still a lot to that that you need to look at. And I realized that I had consciously acknowledged all of the ways in which I had betrayed myself in that relationship, which is why I got betrayed. And I had worked through that and forgiven myself for that. But there was something in that work that I felt disintegrated. I didn't feel a sense of wholeness. And that's where shame sneaks in, because shame is the voice that says, like, well, it's been 2 years since that happened. Like, aren't you over that by now? You're engaged to be married. There's no way or no reason why you should still be bothered by this. That's shame. It makes me feel like I'm a bad person because I'm having an experience. But what was beneath that voice was a super painful feeling of grief. I consciously recognized all the ways in which I betrayed myself, and the ways in which I was betrayed, and the ways in which I let the red flag slip. Like, I knew all of it, but I still had not processed how hurt I was by it. That betrayal for me was a time in my life where a lot of things were kept in secret. And shame thrives in secrecy. I couldn't tell anybody what was happening because I had to keep it quiet to keep the face of what I was doing professionally. I had to keep the face on. And I felt humiliated, and humiliation kept me in a cycle of shame. And because of that fear of judgment, that fear of rejection, the fear of humiliation, all of the fears, I didn't allow myself to grieve that process. And although I made it out of the rock bottom moment, I realized I still had work to do. And I think that if you are in the arena getting your ass kicked, I do deeply want to acknowledge you. I want to validate how hard it is to avoid the feelings that come up that make you be cynical, that make you want to project your stuff onto somebody else or something else. Like, the fact that you would continue your focus inwards and stay on the mucky, swampy, gross path is just so immensely heroic. And I don't think that that's celebrated enough. And I just wanted to do this episode because, you know, I had two clients last week tell me that for the first time in as long as they could remember, they have a sense of hope. And I think that's something in the rock bottom experience that if I had someone to mirror the potential and the creativity of hope in that moment, I think it would have been a little bit more comfortable. And so I just want to extend out a celebration for all of you who are struggling. 2020 has been really, really hard for a lot of people. Mentally, emotionally, physically, extremely hard on a lot of people. And please do not deny the ways in which you are struggling, because that is shame. Let yourself struggle, because it's okay if you fail. It means that you're trying. It means that you're doing something meaningful. So please just know that you, wherever you are in your path, I just want you to know that you're deeply celebrated. And I want you to know that there is hope if you choose to look for it. And with that, we will chat on Sunday. I will continue on my goddess series. Sorry if this episode was a little bit all over the place. Like I said, I usually script them out, but this one I just felt like needed to come from the heart, and I wanted it to be an authentic celebration of those who are in the arena getting their ass kicked. I hope you guys have a good weekend. Bye, friends.